This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the first ever Day to Day Christmas show, a rockabilly Christmas. It sounds like this.
Well, she's fat like a cat, skinny like a pillar, and that's why we call her Caterpillar, Caterpillar.
First, though, here's a radio show that sounds a little different.
BBC Radio Cymru, y prif straeon am dri o'r gloch.
That's the BBC's Welsh Language Radio Service, part of an effort to preserve the endangered Celtic language. English has overtaken it in common use, and census data indicate less than 20% of Welsh people speak their native tongue. Jonathan Miller has this report on a couple who've made a personal commitment to keep the Welsh language alive in their family.
I know, let's do something exciting, shall we? Let's play with the shells. We get a piece of card. Ma'am, can you get a piece of card?
My name is Angela, Angela Steele. I'm Martin's wife and I'm Lucy's mother. I'm also part-time working for the local authority as a trainer in IT.
So what's shell in Welsh?
Cragai.
Cragai?
Cragai.
I'm Martin Steele. I'm a dental technician, married to Angela with Lucy, my five-year-old daughter. We live in Clydach, which is just outside of Swansea. Our little girl goes to a Welsh-speaking school. We're trying to get her to speak Welsh. We try in the house.
What's glue in Welsh?
Lead.
Glead.
Having Lucy in the Welsh school is pointless, really, without having backup then from the family. So I decided about 2 or 3 years ago now to take up a Welsh class myself, which meant giving up 2 evenings a week for the first year then, which was great.
Oh, remember this one you used to sing as a baby? Do you remember when you were a little baby when I used to take you to the kilch? Remember? Doilo dros y llygaid, doilo dros y llygaid, doilo dros y llygaid, a wedyn dwai pibo. Do you remember doing that?
If we're sitting down for a meal, I might ask her, you know, what is carrot in Welsh? And if it's a funny name, you know, I might ask her all the more, because carrot is moron. So that's quite funny. And if you see a butterfly, that's pili-pala, and that's quite a pretty name.
It's quite poetic, really. I can give an example. Talking to Lucy, and the bell was ringing, and the Welsh phrase then to say that the bell is ringing is my gloch yn canu, which means the clock is singing, which is quite romantic. It's quite nice, you know. My father is absolutely delighted. He's so proud of what Lucy and I are doing. When Lucy mentions a few things or sings little songs, he says it's strange, but he says in the back of my mind all these things are coming back. And I'm just amazed because I've never heard my father speak Welsh ever. But he's starting to do it now, you know. I wanted to be able to speak Welsh because I live in Wales, you know. It is the national language. I just would have loved to have had the opportunity in the home to have, you know, picked up the Welsh language, but I didn't.
I think, you know, I'd rather perhaps speak French or Spanish, only because it would be nice perhaps to go out there, you know, if we did retire one day. Whereas with the Welsh, because it's not going to get that big again, it is being naive, I suppose. I shouldn't think like that. I'm happy that she does speak Welsh and that Angela is learning. I'm over the moon that how much Angela can speak Welsh, but I'm not going to be that way inclined, I don't think, in the future.
Does Daddy know what pili-pala is? Is pili-pala popcorn?
You know, I am Welsh. If anybody ever asks me, you know, I'm not British, I'm Welsh. But when, I suppose if they turn around and say, well, why don't you speak Welsh? I suppose I do feel guilty about it.
I've always got it in the back of my mind that if Lucy should ever decide, look, I really don't want to do this, I have to respect her wishes then, really. But I would like her to continue with it then, to have the opportunity perhaps that I didn't have.
We win, I said if I'm pink, and I said I'm a sing. Me realise Jack to have a nice I stood on the path and turned on the band and I got spread and candy, ho ho ho.
That report by Jonathan Miller of the World of Difference Project. This is Day to Day from NPR News.